heroes. We must defend our lives or we shall perish. With love protect our hearts from all our foes. That is the price, is death for all we hold dear. Then let us die without a shred of fear. All hail Biafra!
All hail Biafra!
All hail Biafra!
All hail Biafra!
Biafra!
Freedom!
Biafra!
Freedom!
It is customary that we pay a minute's silence to all those who have been murdered by Nigeria.
I welcome you. You welcomed me earlier. I am now welcoming you to this very live presentation because the whole world is listening to us. We are live and we are direct from this very location here in London on this very sad day. It is a very sad day because a lot of people have been killed back home. It is a very sad day because nothing works in the Zoological Republic. It is a very sad day because the whole essence and tenet of democracy has been turned on its head. And I'm sure that civilized nations watching what is happening in the zoo cannot believe it. The only bright side to my experience today is that I came here and you all gathered here. It is a spot of good news for me on this very sad day. But I'm here to address all of you, to look at the issues that have been bothering this very great family in the UK, because UK is arguably the strongest IPOB family in the whole world. I need you to understand that. Now, I want to stand when I'm addressing
with the microphone.
This very IPOB family in the UK is very unique. When we started, it wasn't this way. But when I was incarcerated, when I was imprisoned by the now late dead decaying Buhari somewhere in Saudi Arabia, this great family came to life. And you have my respect, you have my regard, and because of the work you are doing, Biafra is going to come. Our problems start from this very country, and from here a solution will take our problems. Our mother and our sister spoke about Aba women. They were the first to rise against colonialism in the whole of Africa. Because flowing through our veins is freedom. We are born as free people, and we are going to die like free people. This journey sometimes appears so difficult that some of us begin to think about the impossibility. But nothing is impossible before Chukwuka Abiamada asked us to come. Apart from the Jews in Israel, of which, of course, we are related to, and I can prove it to you if you want me to tonight, we worship Elohim by
by the name we give to our children. Ndiaka Naza brown, pink, yellow, Penelope. I go to other. Ani Naza Chupu de. Chupu Bife. Ife ni Chupu. Chino Muso. Chito de Nata. That same one indivisible Elohim in heaven. There is no way he can be in heaven and allow us to continue to suffer in the damnable zoological republic. It's impossible. That is what drives me. That is what propels me. And I am a Pharisee. I don't worship idol. I worship the same that our ancestors worshipped. The nonsense happening today in the zoo was tried 300 years ago. After the Fulani succeeded in conquering the entire Hausa race and subjugated them, turned them from the half-brain monarchies into the emirates we have today. Hausas helped them to decimate the middle belt. They helped them to conquer parts of Yoruba land. Fulani never succeeded before, and not in this time, they can never succeed. They came to fight corruption before. 300 years ago, they came to Hausa land and told them, "We have come to fight corruption." Today, in the 21st century, luckily he's now dead. They are still fighting. The same people that claim they are fighting corruption are the same people today snatching ballot boxes. They are the ones emptying the treasury, driving the money to Tinubu's house in Lagos to be shared amongst voters. They are the same people this very day giving money to people to vote for them. But they have come to fight. We keep selling ourselves short all the time. When I say it, there was a German reporter that came to my house in 2017 when I was released from prison. After interviewing me, he wrote a report for Deutsche Welle in Germany and said to them that I'm a racist. And I said to them, if defending my people is racism, then I will gladly answer to the name a racist. And I will tell you why. What do you think the cabal is doing in the zoo? Do you think they love you? We call for election boycotts to achieve something. To show them how powerful we are. To show them how powerful you are. To prove to the zoo that IPOB is the greatest, most formidable freedom fighting outfit in the whole world. Banon. Banon. When we started, they called us miscreants, jobless. I like that word, miscreant. I like honor total. The whole world is listening to us. They call all of you miscreants. The day they referred to this great family as miscreants, I knew that was the end of the zoo. Who is our UK coordinator? He's a what? An orthopedic surgeon. Do you know of any full-on orthopedic surgeon? I will ask again. Do you know of any full-on orthopedic surgeon before? Alimajiri is calling an orthopedic surgeon a miscreant. Then you judge for yourself who the miscreant is. conduct elections today in the zoo? Is that in elections? We determined that it should be that way. Listen very, very carefully to me. This great family called IPOB determined that the outcome of the zoo elections will be marred with violence and mayhem. Inconclusive. That's what they will say tomorrow. How did we make it possible? Because we knew from the beginning. When they heard about our boycott, APC, the governing party, was very pleased. Open our door, huh? I said in IPOB, I always have three plans. Talk. You only know one. In this case, boycott. Uche Mefo knows two. By virtue of the authority you gave me, I am the only person that knows all three. When the history of 2019 elections is written in the zoo, one name will be dominant. IPOB. Boycott. Very serious trap. Emma, how is she? This is the guy who map on him on your one. They brought every Igbo elder, every Biafran elder that I respect to pressure me to call it off, and I said no. Until you sign my documents for me. And that very document was duly signed. And we have it. Once they signed the document, I lifted the boycott to achieve two things that some of you may not know. If we had gone ahead with the boycott, our land would have been divided. Do you know that? Because our people are Republicans by nature. What you'll be hearing is that Nnamdi Kanu your people, Onanandi Mobu. Understand me very well. The other thing that it did was to ensure that nobody will blame us for what is happening today in the zoo. Had we not lifted the boycott, every violent act, every mayhem, every bombing, every killing will be attributed to IPOB. Some people were complaining back home. As in Anima and I, they lift both of them. I said, that's where you got it wrong. You don't understand that when you're going to war, you have different approaches. It is not everybody today who is part of our security back home. Some people are in the media, as Carol said. Some people will work for our women. Some of you are coordinators. Some of you are standing guard today, making sure that we are safe. Let those that have the PVC go and represent your interest. You don't have to be there. Understand this logic very simply. If you have PVC or not, it doesn't matter. Those that have their PVCs have covered you. Are you aware of that? You that did not collect your PVC, you made it possible also for the agreement to be signed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Wanted to prove to them that without guns and bullets, we will collapse you. If they had known that I would call off the boycott, the elections wouldn't have continued. They would have stopped. But I lifted the boycott when it was too late for them to do anything about it. The only alternative left for Jibril is to introduce murder, to introduce chaos, to introduce mayhem. And that's what they're doing today. But one fact is very clear. Those that doubted us before when we call Nigeria a zoo, would they doubt us anymore now? Will they doubt us anymore again? Have you seen how many people they've killed? Some of you are not on social media. Go and have a look. When we told them that the zoo cannot conduct elections, nobody wanted to believe us. But it's now very clear for the whole world to see that Nigeria is unworkable. Nigeria is unworkable. Anybody who believes in Nigeria with any sense of sincerity needs medical help. When I spoke about Jibril, I told the whole world about Jibril. In Israel, I had a meeting with very important people. When I go to such meetings, I don't go alone. I took other people with me. And I asked the lady, do you know who Buhari is? She said to me, but of course, he's dead. Who do you know he's dead? And I said to her that in the zoo, they don't believe that Buhari is dead. And she asked me, why are they finding it difficult to believe? I said, because they know if they concede that Buhari is no more, the zoo will no longer exist. That means they've been living a lie. That means they brought in this man from Sudan to impersonate a whole president of the country. And who are those involved in the conspiracy? I will tell you. The Hausa Fulani cabal that governs your life. Those that can appoint any security chief without anybody talking about it, there's nothing you can do about it. They can appoint whoever they like. INEC is Fulani. Customs is Fulani. Police is Fulani. Immigration is Fulani. NNPC is Fulani. Navy is Fulani. Where there is no stream, or there is stream in the desert, is a naval commander. Only in the zoo. They conspired with Yoruba media. Because an enemy of my enemy is my. That was what they did. Yoruba media decided to run against the Jibril story, knowing fully well that any credible expose on Jibril will bring the zoo to an end. And they don't want the zoo to come to an end because they are benefiting from it. That was why some of our brothers, those that collected amnesty money and sold themselves and not us. This is one thing they never understand. All the oil that fuels the economy of the zoo comes from our land, isn't it? Is it therefore appropriate that all the headquarters of the oil companies are located in Yoruba land? There is a man called Akinola Aguda. You may not know him. Do you know him? Do you know him? He was the Yoruba man that chaired the committee that saw the transfer of the capital of the zoo from Lagos to Abuja. And when they were doing it, Akinola Aguda extracted from Ibrahim Badamosi Bwangida and the Fulani elite that every seaport in Biafra land will be closed. Only Lagos will be open if they want the capital to move to Abuja. And they agreed. They agreed. So you don't know that before. Now you know. Akinola Aguda was the man responsible for making sure that Igbo Seaport is not working, Warri Seaport is not working, Calabar is not working. And some of our people can still stand up and tell me that there is something decent about one Nigeria. And not only that, after shutting down your seaports, you go to Lagos to clear your goods or your cars. And then they use the same Fulani custom men that you paid in the wharf. They line them on the road again, all the way to your village. Collecting money from us as we go past each and every checkpoint. When you complain, you go to the Commissioner of Police in your state or to the DPO. The same DPO is from Fulani. In our own land, none of the people attempting to fault IPOB strategy can tell us today what they have done for our people. As I said, when the terms and conditions that they signed up to are published, most of them will commit suicide, I assure you of that. I have been saying it and I keep saying it. I have met many people. We have discussed Biafra. They have asked me, what will it take? And I challenge anybody to go and ask any of them. What my response has always been. This thing that my people want must be done. Nobody can ever tell you that Nnamdi Kanu asked for this or for that. When Odjuz Okalo came to prison to see me, have I told you before what we discussed? I will tell IPOB UK today. Odjuz Okalo asked me to abandon Biafra agitation. That anything I want can be given to me. I have witnesses. I have witnesses. And I asked him, how do you intend to emancipate our people? And he suggested full participation in the politics of the zoo. And I said to him, let us assume that I agree with you. What do you think is the pressing need now for a Biafran in the zoo? Of an Igbo man, to be very particular. He said we need presidency. Listen very carefully. And I said to him, since you have honored me by coming here to see me and by recommending we join zoo politics, please go amongst all of you, the errand boys that call themselves elite. Go and bring out one person amongst all of you. Say this is our preferred candidate. If you do it, I will support you and that very person. Do you know what he told me? That it is not possible. Go and ask. I said, go and produce somebody. And I said to him, have you seen how you have sold yourself so cheaply? When I was arrested on the 14th, it was October, wasn't it? 2015. IPOB all over the world rose. We blocked Head Bridge on it for 4 days. No traffic. I never paid anybody to do that. IPOB recognized what I represented. I knew that if they don't do anything, the zoo will insult me. IPOB blocked Bridge on it. Obasanjo said, give them presidency. Babangida said, give them presidency. All it would have taken was for Hanesha to rise up and to say that what IPOB is saying is correct. That's sure you'd have taken. And the sea will be gone for good. When that time came, then the power was all as they normally do. How can people be there and this small boy is telling you people what to do? Instead of fighting the zoo that is killing us, they left the zoo, they started to attack Nam, the Kano, and IPOB. You know what they did very cleverly? That offer of presidency, they withdrew it and put it in their pocket. And say, we now have them where we want them. Let them go and be fighting amongst themselves. Near world, they abandoned what they were supposed to be doing and started fighting me and IPOB. That was how your presidency went through the window. And I went to Enugu to see Niamud. I can't go too much now, Baliago. I don't change. Very, very consistent. He said, I should call off election boycott in Anambra. And I said to him, use it as a leverage. Go to Ugwawosa and tell them that these people are saying no. Give me something to take back to them. Understand the language. Give me something. And they asked me, what is that something? And I gave them this list. Was formed in 2015. It has never changed. I gave him the same list. Say, take it to them. They must give us something now before we lift any boycott, isn't it? They refused. Anambra elections. This thing we are doing now, we've done it before. In case you don't know, let me remind you. November of 2017, we did exactly the same thing. Rather than coming to sign the agreement, they brought army to come and kill me and to kill IPOB. These are able men. I asked them, what did I do to you? They said he doesn't listen to elders. I said, but me too, I am an elder. I said to Niamh and the governors of the Southeast, go to Abuja, tell them IPOB said no until they concede to our demands. Why should an international flight take off from Kebbi, a place that nobody even remembers? But not Calabar, Margaret Ebo International Airport. When you board Ethiopian Airlines sometimes from Enugu, you stop in Kano, stop over before you continue your journey. But international flights can fly into, is it Jeba, they call it or whatever nonsense is called, in the north. Do you know how many international airports they have in the north? You don't know. It's over 10. Over 10. I asked them to upgrade Enugu Airport to the same standard as Lagos. I asked them to open the Igbota Seaport. I asked them to build all our roads. Igbota, Enugu, Enugu Anisha. Oh my, I worry. Is that a bad thing? These are simple things that can be done. And I said to Niawood, if you cannot take this simple demand to Abuja, I don't know what you're doing here. I can't understand it. Is it difficult that you want your roads built? You want your airports opened? You want your seaports opened? Is that too big a thing to ask for? The alternative was to come and kill me. They came, and as they say, the rest is history. They came to my house to kill me. They didn't succeed. The next place they saw me in was in Israel, in Jerusalem, when I was praying. Oh, and then I told that lady online. And I said to them, if you manage to cross Badagry without passport and survive it, then you know what it means to travel to Israel without a passport. And I told them that I will come back to England from where we started this very journey to address the people that made it possible for this journey to start from here. And as I told you in 2015, I will go back to the zoo. No, Pinedi and Pimpapopo, I will return to the zoo. And when I do so, the world will hear about it. Yahande Flanet or Kromen at 2022 will happen that same day. I said this last night and I'll repeat this very adage. In the sense that our people remember this all the time, why we do things the way we do it. Biafrans are Republicans. When you're leading them, as you're running ahead, once in a while, you give up on your small grand hours. You know how we are. There's a way you be running at the front. Has not been how long you have to do it by. On the question. I lifted the boycott because I wanted Biafra to be one, marching forward, always. We can't afford any division in the house. We cannot afford any ideological conflict within this very house. But above all, we have what we have been looking for a very long time. And by lifting this very boycott, the sea is boiling today because of it. And from it, the sea will never ever recover. You see today's date. Today is the 23rd, isn't it? The zoo can never recover from this. That is why you must all remain very strong and resolute, determined and focused. It is only now that I'm beginning to appreciate what our leader went through. To serve our people is one of the most difficult assignments in the whole world. They said Moses suffered. I said Moses did not kill the Biafran people. Because had Moses led our people, you know that time that Red Sea opened, as I wanted to, Moses will close it. Our people are very, very difficult, but at the same time, one half of Tennessee. Open this again for me, please. I said today, day then I forgot 23rd February. Zoo and Mugo. We are in difference between being intelligent and being clever. It's not the same thing. We call for boycott. Oh, what did you call for boycott? Okay, we've lifted it. Oh, why did you lift it? I don't understand them. This lad are wearing a dark suit. They will say, why didn't you wear a white one or gray? INEC postpones elections in Lagos, in Rivers, in Anambra, and others. Even water IPOB. This is happening because we lifted the boycott. That's all. And there's no date when they'll do it again. All over now. It's finished for the zoo. Do you see how IPOB fight? Do you see how we reason? It is not due to our strength, our might, our intellect, our understanding, our superior reasoning. It is by the grace of Tukokika Bema Prumiyanina. There was an old mother today back home. I don't know if anyone has seen the video. She was saying, I got to call me in the IPOB in a pool. Church is some gas for her today. Now, when we tell them that Nigeria is a zoo, would anybody doubt us anymore? If we tell them that the zoo is unworkable, would they doubt us anymore? Etoputa nketa ako igosi ahunanya odeke na atu yambo. Anything we cost remain cost. I was in the prison and I cost the zoo. I was here. But I said to Britain, if you don't reverse your policies on Biafra, Elohim will deal with you. Did you hear me when I said that before? Britain must repent and support Biafra. If listen carefully to me, Nepo kumsi yung putane diye de na pempa kupo. If Britain doesn't turn around to support Biafra, this country will be decimated, that the Queen will only have England, even and East Anglia, to call a kingdom. I what I'm telling you is fact. Simple fact. Because one of my British friends, I spoke to her. And I said to her, do you know why God will punish Britain? And she said, no. I said, because we are the only people that has something in common with Britain more than any other race in Africa. And she said, but how is that possible? I said, let's start from our names that we even answer. Do we answer what culture? Where we come from? What culture? What OG? Do they have Mr. White and Mr. Black here? Or they can they bring land on whoever? No one did on whoever. There is Mr. White and Mr. Black in England. The same way we have vocal chat and vocal G. And I said to them, it is only in Biafra land as well as in England, because don't take anything away from them. England remains the most civilized country in the whole world. Bar none. I'm being honest with you. Bar none. This is the most civilized place on the face of this very earth. England is. And I was saying to her that the same thing is applicable to Biafra. And she said, why? I said, in my compound now, if I go outside and I see a visitor and I start to molest or to beat up that very visitor, somebody will come and ask me, what did that person do to you? Only Biafras can do that. And that is why our life is incompatible with that of Hausa Fulani forever and ever. We are not the same people. We can never be the same people. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. That is why we agitate, and that is why we keep agitating until Biafra is restored. You know, sometimes in this movement, we can be moving forward. We see an obstacle which we cannot explain to you. Rather than smash through the obstacle, we simply bypass it and we continue. Do you understand? How many of you know that Python Dance was conceived to provoke IPOB to see how many weapons we have? Do you know that is why they did it? They came to test us to see if we can retaliate. Once I give the order for retaliation, you know what they will do? They go to Sabon Geri in Kano, they will kill Igbo people. And then in the world, and the Mahi will say, hey, didn't we tell you he came to cause war? But I'm smarter than them. I asked the men not to retaliate. That Chukwu Kikabem will fight for us. And today, Chukwu Kikabem is fighting for us. Because the zoo is collapsing. The zoo is collapsing. I ask you for one thing. I know, you know, some of us, we don't read very lengthy articles online. Once you look at the headline or the first or two paragraphs, those go. I will ask each and every one of us here, please, if you're lettered enough to try and be online to help Carol and the team in the great work that they're doing. Very, very important. We have fought and defeated many enemies along the way. Very many enemies. And there are greater ones to come as well. And I'm asking you that the only way we can get to our promised land, which is Biafra, not just by mouthing unity and the sense of purpose, you have to demonstrate it individually and collectively. That takes me to the hierarchy of IPOB and how we function. I'll use UK as an example. Every coordinator in the UK is loyal to a national coordinator. Listen. There were those I chased away from IPOB because they were rude and insolent to my deputy. I take loyalty very, very seriously. The same way I'm loyal to you. I will never let you down. It can never ever happen. Be rest assured. Having said that, our national leader in the UK, Dr. Justice Okachi, has an executive that will guide him in what he's doing. And who are those executives, if you may ask me? Our coordinator in Birmingham, the one in Manchester, the one in London, the one in Cornwall, in all these great cities you have scattered all over UK, they make up his cabinet. Are you following me? Daddy, I'm telling you how IPOB functions. Every coordinator in London, every coordinator, be it in Nunhead, be it in anywhere that is Greater London, reports to the London coordinator. Do you follow me? I didn't ask you to report to the national coordinator. You report to your local coordinator. The London coordinator, who now takes your concerns to the national coordinator. Before you get to the national coordinator, you go through the local coordinator you have, be it London, be it Manchester, be it Scotland, be it Wales, prejudice. It's very, very important you understand this. I want when our national coordinator in the UK is coming out, there will be respect and recognition of his office. If anybody disrespects our national coordinator, they will no longer be part of this very family. Very important. In the same vein, any coordinator in London who disrespects the London coordinator is in very serious trouble. The same thing happens in Manchester, in Birmingham, and in all the very big cities. That is the essence of command and control. We respect who is at the head. We tell you the truth. IPAB, they tell me the truth all the time, even the ones. It doesn't mean that they hate you. It means that they want you to be better, to improve. Because people go to places and they talk about us. They wouldn't want you to do anything that will bring shame to them. That's why they advise, they keep telling, they keep writing all the time. Advice that we get. I want this family to be one. Because we have nothing. We have no knives, we have no guns, we have no bombs. The only thing that we have that our enemies are still struggling to find out how we made that possible is our unity and sense of purpose. That is what defines IPOB. When I was in prison, some people wanted me to die in prison. I did not die inside prison, oh, they became so sad and unhappy. I came out. They said, he has sold the struggle. I said, sell the struggle to who? To your papa or to your mother? Who did I sell it to? They couldn't answer me. They said he will no longer move about. Because I understand full any more than they understand themselves. They wanted to do to me what they do was Rike. You don't know that? Go and look at it. Was Rike's bail condition the same thing as mine? Don't move about. Don't talk. Don't eat before 7 o'clock in the morning. Make sure you're in bed by 9 o'clock in the evening. When I came out of prison, I said to the world that I must preach this very gospel. They said I shouldn't go to places. If you come here, we'll shoot you. If you come here, you will die. I reminded them of what I did in 2015. I don't know how many of you were with us then. In 2015, I traveled to Biafra land to go and do our remembrance, our heroes, 30th of May. I was in Aba. And there were threats all over the place that they will kill me when I come to Aba. I said, okay, I want to die in Aba. Because of that, I will come with my mother. So that when I die, somebody will take me back to where I come from. My mother came and sat beside my podium. And I said to her, if they shoot me and I die here today, you only have one assignment. You take me back to Sama Foruku and bury me there. But today, I will preach this very gospel. And we did. And nothing happened. They said I shouldn't move about, I shouldn't talk, I shouldn't speak, and I said, you're lying. The first man to call for my arrest because I was holding rallies, he's now dead, he's a senator. He died 4 weeks ago. I held rallies, unannounced rallies. I don't announce my appearance until 4 hours. Because if I give them 4 days notice, there'll be no movement. Anywhere I go to, the place is shut down without any announcement. Without paying people to identify with IPOB. That is one thing about our people that I love very much. And I said to them, it is easier to get our people. Very, very easy to get them. And they asked me what. I said, the truth is, once they know your ability, they follow you. The day that my house was attacked, I was on my way to Ogoni land. Some of you don't know this before. Ogoni elders invited me to come and address them. They got wind of it. And they said, if we allow him to do in Ogoni, what happened at Obi, when he went there, we will lose all of that area to Biafra. They attacked me at Obakala. They were firing live ammunition at us. Anybody who was there. And maybe, I think the same thing must have recorded it. Not in my house. At Obakala. Before they came to my house. We survived it. And then they felt that the best thing for them to do was to come and kill me. So when I see people writing or saying what they don't know about IPOB and myself and this great movement, I feel sorry for them. But I have only one comfort consoling me. Comfort of one, because I'm not one. I'll have to rephrase that. Are you sure? I said I have comfort. Comfort of one, can you? The only consolation that I have is when I look back, I see IPOB behind me. When I go through on the German market, it's shut down. Drive through only. Driving through only. Not in a visit, just a drive-thru. As a them. Isn't it very funny that since I came back to the UK, I keep seeing Yoruba people everywhere. And they keep wanting to take pictures with me. Without you, I am nothing. Do you know that? Do you know that? I am who I am because of you, because of IPOB. I'm renewing the same bond that I have with IPOB 7 years ago. That I will never ever let you down. Any day I wake up in the morning and not pray for you and not think about IPOB and how to restore Biafra. Tupac, you can't be a man. If you don't take my life, I know you're not God. Because of you, I do what I do, knowing fully well that victory is round the corner. And I ask all of you here present, please, understand what I said tonight. Understand how IPOB structure functions. Our national coordinator cannot hold a national executive meeting without all his coordinators around the country in attendance. Understand this very well. And who are those people I have mentioned? Of course, he has his deputy. And how many? How many people do you have in your executive? How many people do you have directly appointed running IPOB right now in the UK? Yes, 25 at the moment. That is executive. Those 25 coordinators, that's his executive. But there are the very big ones, those that control the very big cities. You must understand this. On our national, please. Nobody from Birmingham or Manchester should come to you without first going through their coordinator. The same thing applies in London. Nobody. When they come to you, ask them to go and see their coordinator. And let's have a complaint. That was the reason why I removed everybody challenging you, GMFO. If you challenge him, I will remove you. promoted Karomonde. But she was there right from the beginning. I said this in London meeting, and allow me to repeat, because the world is listening. There are people that contributed so much to this very movement, even those I have not seen or met before. I acknowledge and recognize all your hard work and your effort towards this very movement. We are not doing it for a reward. Can Kokwe in London also. And I am not doing Biafra because I want to be head of state, because I will not be. And may be ho ha. Any person in Austin, go and make sure that Biafra is restored and your work is done and you're out of the way. Those that will run Biafra, I will send them. I am not doing what I'm doing to command or to rule over anybody. Understand this, please. But I'm very glad today, having seen what I have seen previously at the London hardcore meeting, we called it, and this general house today, the whole of the UK, I can confidently say that the IPOB family in the UK are in very safe hands. The only good thing you will do for me is that you will give our national coordinator your fullest cooperation imaginable. I am a human being, so also is my deputy, the national, the London coordinator. Sometimes I may get it wrong because I'm human. And when you want to correct me, you correct me with a lot of affection. Correct me with love, if possible. You can admonish me, but admonish me with concern for the integrity of this very movement, not out of spite, jealousy, envy, or greed. In our land, in Kanu, none of your relatives in Kanu voted today. They said no. Do you know that? Our people in Kanu, we are not allowed to vote today. Those in Igbo dominated areas in Lagos were not allowed to vote today. Woman, IPAB, do I need to go and evangelize anymore that Nigeria don't want us? Oh, my God. You see this IPOB, every time we call ourselves Umu Chineke, we don't even know the meaning of it. I want to let you know that IPOB was ordained by God himself. And that is why this movement can never be broken by anybody. On Facebook for only 3 or 4 days to get Sugarian somewhere. You can't do anything to IPOB, I'm telling you. They kill us, we come out to march the next day. They kill, we come out to march the very next day. Because we are determined. Because we are resolute. Because we don't retreat nor surrender. Somebody told Fulani people and Ohanaeze, Okezie Ikpeazu and Dave Rumahi, if you want to destroy IPOB, go and kill Nnamdi Kanu. Once you kill him, IPOB will collapse.
was one of these like look at Abu. But one thing they have done for us is this. Any day we pick up arms to fight the zoo, do you think anybody will blame us? That's what I said. Anaji will not go to Paraguay. And from today, you will remember that this day that I'm addressing this family in the UK, that the zoo have started to collapse. And there is nothing anybody can do to fix or to repair it anymore. I expect this family of IPOB to grow more room on it was ever before. If you are in this very hall tonight, you are very lucky. Very, very lucky. Because you are about to witness what has never happened before. The emergence of a truly independent and a free nation in Africa. But above all, some of you have potentials. Your reward will come when Biafra is restored. Not now. So work very hard for it. And by the grace of Chukwu Kabiama, we shall be successful in the end. Thank you very much.
Land of the rising sun, we love and cherish. Beloved homeland of our brave heroes, we must defend our lives or we shall perish. With love protect our hearts from all our foes. That is the price, is death for all we hold dear. Then let us die without a shred of fear.